我们聊一个可能颠覆你三观的话题。
Let's talk about a topic that might challenge your worldview.
文明的尺度到底是什么？
What is the measure of civilization?
我们常说啊，人脱离动物在于文明。
We often say that what distinguishes humans from animals is civilization.
但你是否想过啊？
But have you ever thought about
文明本身其实是也有深浅的。
Civilization itself is also deep and shallow.
有的文明呢，可能只是在表面上盖了一座宫殿。
Some civilizations may only build a palace on the surface.
但骨子里啊，还想着荒野的号角。
But deep down, the wild horn still echoed.
我尝试着做了一份观察报告。
I tried to write an observation report.
对比了东西方在生活习惯。
Compared the living habits of the East and the West.
社会行为甚至是身体特征上的九个差异。
Nine differences in social behavior and even physical characteristics.
结论呢，可能让你有点不舒适啊。
The conclusion might make you a little uncomfortable.
但是值得深思。
But worth thinking about.
在人性和兽性的驯化程度上。
In terms of the domestication of human nature and animal nature.
东西方文明呢，似乎走向了两条不同的演化路径。
The civilizations of the East and West seem to have taken two different evolutionary paths.
从社会行为的维度。
From the perspective of social behavior.
也就是是不是克制的文明的分野上看，这里有三点。
This means that there are three points to consider from the perspective of the civilization that is being dominated.
那第一个呢是社交礼仪。
The first one is social etiquette.
动物表达亲近呢靠舔、蹭、闻。
The animals are expressing their affection through licking and nuzzling.
那西方的主流社交，拥抱、贴面礼、亲吻，高度依赖身体的接触。
The main social interaction in that culture involves kissing, which.Is a high contact form of physical affection.
情感表达了很直接。
The emotional expression is very direct.
或者说很直球。东方礼仪呢是拱手，是吧？
Or are you asking about the etiquette of bowing in the East?
坐揖保持的舒适的距离。
Maintaining a comfortable distance.
情感表达重在意，不重在行。
Whether to care or not.
更抽象。
More abstract.
更克制。
More restrained.
第二个呢是求偶或者是争端的解决上。
The second one is about resolving conflicts or courtship.
那动物界呢，雄性靠决斗啊，争夺交配权。
What about the animal kingdom, where males compete through fights or struggle for mating rights?
西方历史上呢，决斗的文化呢，也是源远流长了。
In Western history, the culture of dueling has also been long-standing.
为了女人，为了荣誉，拔剑相向。
For the sake of women, for the sake of honor, they drew their swords and faced each other.
这本质呢是将暴力裁决啊神圣化。
This essentially boils down to justifying violence and glorifying it.
仪式化。
Ritualization.
但东方文明至少在主流的叙事里面更推崇的是窈窕淑女。
However, Eastern civilization, at least in the mainstream narrative, is more inclined to the beautiful girl.
君子好逑。
A gentleman is desirable.
真的是才华、德行、家国担当，解决矛盾。
Truly, a talented and virtuous person can resolve conflicts.
最理想的是不战而屈人之兵。
The ideal is to subdue the enemy without fighting.
其次
Secondly,
法教最下功臣
The best of the French.
那第三个呢是公共尺度与羞耻心。动物
The third one is the public scale and shame animal.
是没有衣服的概念的。
There is no concept of clothing.
西方恰好有那个天体海滩盛装狂欢。
There is a celestial beach party in the West.
对身体暴露的羞耻感。
Shame about exposing one's body.
比较低。东方文明则发展出极其复杂的服饰礼仪体系。
In contrast, Eastern civilizations developed a highly complex system of clothing and etiquette.
身体遮蔽
Body covering
不仅仅是御寒
Not only for warmth
更是礼的一部分
This is also part of the etiquette.
是区分文明与野蛮的一个界限
It is a boundary that distinguishes civilization from barbarism.
那另外，对于欲望和情绪的控制力来说呢
？As for the control of desires and emotions,
我观察出两点。
Well, I've observed two points.
第一个呢是欲望的闸门，动物发情啊。
The first one is the gate of desire, animal mating.
不分时间场合的，西方文艺作品里面，什么爱是疯狂啊
？What kind of love is considered madness in Western literature, regardless of time and setting?
是冲动
，impulsive，
是顾不了太多的
，I can't afford to be too busy，
是永恒的主题。
This is an eternal theme.
但东方文化对于欲的态度呢更谨慎。
However, Eastern culture is more cautious about the attitude of desire.
讲究发乎情，止乎礼。
Emphasize the importance of expressing feelings and adhering to etiquette.
强调用社会规范和家庭责任为激情啊修建理性的堤坝。
Use strong social norms and family responsibilities to build a rational barrier.
那第二个呢是情绪的稳定性，动物啊。
The second one is emotional stability, which is the ability to manage and regulate one's emotions.
易怒，情绪波动大。
Frequent mood swings.
你看西方的影视剧啊。
Look at Western movies and TV shows.
甚至是某些国家议会的这个讨论。
Even some discussions in national parliaments.
大会，团队呢遇到困难了。
The team encountered difficulties.
第一反应常常是激烈的争吵。
The first reaction is often a heated argument.
相互指责。
Mutual accusations.
甚至是摔桌子，情绪宣泄为先。
Even if it's just a way to vent the frustration of a bad work.
但东方文化更推崇的是美龄大。
Eastern culture places more emphasis on the importance of the mailing affair.
是有敬。
Poem.
强调沉着忍。
Emphasize composure and patience.
那以大局为重的情绪管理
Focus on the big picture emotional management.
那你们想一想
Think about it.
哪一种模式更能够应对复杂系统的长期协作
Which pattern is more suitable for long-term collaboration in complex systems?
那不言而喻
That's obvious.
接着，从身体和习性，或者说是文明刻在基因里的痕迹上呢，有三点。
Then, let's talk about the three points related to the body and habits, or the traces of civilization engraved in genes.
那第一个是饮食习惯。
The first one is dietary habits.
大量动物呢吃生食。
A large number of animals are eaten raw.
西方饮食中生食啊。
Raw food in Western diets.
包括沙拉、带血的牛肉、海鲜占比是比较高的。那东方文明呢则发展出复杂的彻底的熟食烹饪体系，不仅仅是美味。
The proportion of blood, beef, and seafood in salads is relatively high. In contrast, Eastern civilizations have developed a complex and complete system of cooked food, which is not only delicious, but also
更是对能量啊，利用效率的极致追求。
This is a pursuit of the ultimate in energy utilization efficiency.
我们说用火是人类脱离野蛮的关键一步。
We say that using fire is a key step for humans to leave the barbaric stage.
我们对火候的这个执着啊。
Our obsession with the right temperature.
或许刻着更深的一种文明密码。
Perhaps it is engraved with a deeper civilization code. Okay, okay.
那另一个呢是代际的羁绊。
And the other one is the bond between generations.
许多动物在幼崽的成年后呢。
Many animals, after their offspring reach adulthood,
便断绝了关系。西方主流的原子化家庭模式跟这个很类似。
This is very similar to the Western mainstream's atomized family model, but it has broken the relationship.
而东方呢，反哺文化和代际深度呢绑定，在动物界啊罕有。
And what about the culture and intergenerational bonding in the East, which is reflected in the animal world?
这或许不是不长进啊。
This might not be stagnation,
而是一种超越个体生存
and is a transcendence of individual survival,
追求族群基因和文化绝对安全的超级策略
pursuing a super strategy of absolute ethic and cultural security.
智商越高的动物，幼期就越长。
Animals with higher IQs tend to mature earlier.
投入就越多。
The more you invest, the more you get back.
这个背后是不是有一种更深的情感观念？
Is there a deeper emotional concept behind this?
或者是分险共担机制呢？
Or risk sharing mechanism?
还有警觉的这个眼睛。
And this watchful eye.
大部分野外动物的眼睛是又大又圆。
Most wild animals have large, round eyes.
利于观察威胁。
To observe threats.
西方人普遍呢，眼窝深，眼球暴露的比较多。
Westerners tend to have more prominent eye sockets. Okay?
这或许不是美的标准。
This may not be the standard of beauty.
而是祖先长期处于更高警觉生存状态的一种生理残留。东亚人的眼部特征。
Instead, it is a physiological remnant of the long-term state of heightened alertness in East Asian people, which is reflected in their eye features.
比如说蒙古者。或者是更细长的眼型。
For example, the Mongolian or more slender type.
在防风沙保温暖。
Protect against wind and sand, keep warm.
这暗示呢
This implies that
我们的祖先可能在更早的时间就进入了需要精细协作。
Our ancestors may have started needing fine collaboration much earlier.
而非时刻警惕猛兽的定居的农业社会。
Instead of a settled agricultural society constantly vigilant against wild beasts.
当他们嘲笑咪咪眼的时候。
When they mock the little robin.
或许啊，是在无意中暴露了他们自己文明史上更漫长的野外求生的心态。
Perhaps they inadvertently reveal a longer, more primitive form of survival in their civilization's history.
最后我们再从气味来看一看文明的气息啊。
Finally, let's take a look at the civilization through smell.
那体味和香料，动物通常都有浓烈的体味。
These scents and spices are often associated with strong odors.
用于标记啊和交流，部分人群也有显著的体味。
Some groups also have noticeable body odors.
那西方呢？香水的文化兴盛。
The Western culture of perfume flourished.
最初就是为了遮盖体味。
Originally, it was just to cover up body odor.
而多数东亚人群则天然呢体味比较淡。
In contrast, many East Asian people have a naturally lighter body odor.
这并非饮食可以完全解释哈。
This is not just about diet, you know.
更像是数万年不同生存策略和族群的选择下，基因表达的差异化。
More like the differentiation of gene expression under the influence of thousands of years of different survival strategies and the selection of different groups.
用香水式文化，没有体味需求。
This cultural phenomenon lacks a sense of smell.
或许是一种文明的生理红利吧。
Perhaps it is a physiological advantage for a civilization.
那以上的观察呢？
What about the above observations?
不是为了贬损。
Not to the little.
任何文明。
Any civilization.
都是适应其环境的伟大创造。
All are great creations adapted to their environment.
西方文明呢，保留了更多的野性生命力。
Western civilization has retained more vitality.
他们更澎湃。
They are more powerful.
更直接。
More direct.
敢于冒险，尊重了个体冲动。
There to stabilize the heavy and intense pressure.
但东方文明则似乎啊，将社会化的驯化推到了极致。
And Eastern civilization seems to have pushed socialization and domestication to the extreme.
强调克制、秩序。
Initially, suppress the order.
代际责任和系统的长远稳定。
Intergenerational responsibility and long-term stability of the system.
这更像是一道文明的选择题。
This is more like a question about choosing a civilization.
你是选择保留更多荒野的爪牙。
Are you choosing to preserve more wilderness for the claws?
去更激烈的探索和争夺。
To more intense exploration and competition.
还是说选择用更复杂的规则去追求一份超稳定结构的绵长
Or is it choosing to use more complex rules to pursue a long-lasting and stable structure?
这两种选择都其实呢都在潜移默化地塑造人的身体
Both of these options actually subtly shape the body
定义
Definition
人的生活
People's life,
以及书写不同的历史剧本
and write different historical scripts.
当然，今天的世界，这两种文明逻辑呢，正在激烈的碰撞。
Of course, the two logics of civilization in today's world are colliding fiercely.
看清彼此基因里的不同。
See the differences in each other's genes.
或许才能读懂对方行为的背后。
Perhaps only then can we understand the underlying reasons for someone's behavior.
那套完全不同的操作系统。
That's a completely different operating system.
我们不是在争论谁更像人。
We are not arguing about who is more human.
而是在审视啊。
And then, I'm looking at it.
在成为人的路上有多少种截然不同的可能。
How many different paths there are to becoming a person?
而这呢，才是观察与思考真正的价值。
And this is the true value of observation and thinking.
你们说是吗？
You say so.